two major headlines of the day read very similarly. They both recognize reality, but they refer to two totally different things. Now, here's the first one that caught my attention, ladies and gentlemen. It says this, quote, this one headline, "Highway to Hell. Terrifying video shows drivers on their way to work in L.A. passing hills covered with flames in the midst of raging wildfires," end quote. That's one headline. Now, that's a recognition of the circumstances in California right now, where 80-mile-an-hour winds are literally creating a destructive, fiery highway from hell, as they are describing. Now, here's a second headline which caught my attention, somewhat similar, but it's a recognition of some reality. Quote, it says this, quote, "Hamas says Trump's flagrant aggression has opened the gates of hell, as the group calls for a day of rage over U.S. president's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital," end quote. Now, in this headline, the Islamic opponents refer to President Trump's recognition of the reality of Jerusalem as Israel's capital as their opportunity to open the gates of hell, of fire and destruction, by which, by the way, they have longed to do and they want to do because it fits perfectly with their view of Islamic prophecy. But going back to California, where I started this from, specifically in the L.A. area, I don't know if you've, Gary, if you've been watching any of the videos, but it is truly like watching fires, literal fires of hell on earth, with such destruction that's underway. It's out of control, even as we speak and are doing this program. And in some respects, I always find it interesting to note that when confronted with things bigger than man can control, the press and others just love to use biblical terms to describe them. If we recall back to the hurricanes and the tornadoes, they were acts of God in our law. We've talked a lot about that in our program, but here in this case, they're not talking about this being an act of God. They're referring to this destruction and fire, particularly in California, as even those who really oppose God, they pull up biblical adjectives to describe the circumstances, in this case, the fires of hell. And even right now, later headlines from what I did, this lead on Drudge, they describe the terror in L.A. as this is the latest headline, "Escape from Hell. Hurricane Force Winds Spread the Fire." So, Gary, what I'd like to ask you to do here right now, these are real-life circumstances. We know that the people in the pew are begging for pastors to take biblical principles to the issues of the day. If you were preaching to your congregation right now, in light of these references to hell we're seeing in the Middle East and then California, how would you use this perhaps to teach the reality of hell and how it should cause everybody to respond some way differently perhaps to who God is?
Well, Sam, it's interesting when you take into consideration some of these major headlines that you've referred to and others. It almost sounds like some old sermon topics I used to hear from the old evangelists in the day when hellfire and brimstone was more dealt with over the pulpit than what it is today. Maybe we need to get back to that. I also think, of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, where it says, "And you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." We realize that fire is a part of the judgment of God, and ultimately, as we look forward to eternity, but also even now, there is a real hell, and the real hell is filled with what I believe with real fire, and those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ will spend an eternity in the lake of fire because of rejecting Christ. But you know, Sam, the fires of California certainly do not compare to the fires of hell. Too often, as you mentioned just a bit ago, humanity will speak of destructive events in biblical terms, and we hear that so many times. And of course, that's the situation in this case, which sometimes, Sam, makes me wonder how many people really do realize that God's judgment is going to come. I think that there are more people who realize that than who will admit it. Many people make light of hell, make light of the literal fire. We know that even there are those in Christian circles today who have attempted to deny it. And yet hell is real. Hell is filled with fire, torment, memory, pain, sorrow. And once you're in hell, you can't get out of it. There's no putting that fire out. And all one needs to do is to read Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31 to see that. So hell is real. That is reality. People need to be ready for it. And so getting back to your question, how would I preach this in my pulpit? Well, I would do so in a twofold way. Number one, I would encourage the unsaved people to come to salvation, because the only way to escape hell and the lake of fire is by having one's name written in the Lamb's Book of Life through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And then secondly, I would compel Christians to evangelize, because every one person we lead to Christ is one less person who will be in hell and one more person who will be in heaven. So I think that we can use these terms that people use, like the gates of hell and highway to hell and so forth, as illustrations to remind folks that hell is coming, and as preachers, we can take this and make it relevant in our preaching today.
Gary, that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, I would have you to listen to what Gary said, but also think of the larger picture. It's not God's will that any of us go there. And that's the great news of God's plan of redemption that was started before creation, before the fall of man. And literally, ladies and gentlemen, it is the purpose for Israel coming into being. It's the purpose, and it ties into Jerusalem, because God is working his plan of redemption through that nation, and all that's happening there should call our attention to who and God is, and the fact that we don't have to go to that terrible place. We can go to heaven to live with him, and that is the great news of this whole thing.